Nolte, CNN sinks to 15th place, Mandel viewership still down double digits. By John Nolte on April 11, 2019. CNN, the chief co-conspirators behind the Russia collusion hoax, has fallen to 15th place in primetime with fewer than 750,000 average viewers. Throughout all of cable TV, during the week of April 1, Fox News grabbed the most primetime viewers with 2.3 million. MSNBC came in second with 1.6 million. And way below them, way below number one and number two. Way below HGTV, the Food Network, Investigative Discovery, and the Hallmark Channel, sits the far-left CNN in 15th place, with only 745,000 primetime viewers. That's primetime. Throughout the entire broadcast day last week, CNN managed to attract only an average of 524,000 viewers for an 8th place showing. By comparison, Fox News was again number one with 1.3 million, and MSNBC came in second place with 890,000. Imagine that, imagine you are CNN and only able to attract 524,000 viewers through the day, throughout a week filled with dramatic news in a country with over 300 million people. But this is what happens, and what should happen, when you lie and lie and lie and lie and lie to your audience for 2 long years. When you promise and promise and promise the Trump nightmare will come to an end with impeachment hearings after the orange bad man is exposed as a traitor. Speaking of lie, 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 MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, America's queen of Russia collusion hoaxes, is also suffering from viewer erosion brought on by a credibility implosion. You see, before the Mueller report exposed her as a crazed liar who abused the trust of her viewers, Maddow and Fox News's Sean Hannity were in a regular deathmatch for first place. Hannity usually won, but Maddow was no longer competing for that slot. The Daily Caller reports that compared to this same time last year, she has lost 17-34% of her viewers, depending on which week you look at. The second week of April is not looking much better for CNN. On Tuesday, the last place network managed to attract only 762,000 primetime and 586,000 total day viewers. On Monday, the deep state colluders attracted just 780,000 primetime viewers and 579,000 total day viewers. Jake Tapper has not topped 670,000 viewers all week. Wolf Blitzer and Aaron Burnett are not doing much better. Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon aren't even close to averaging a million viewers. One of CNN's standard gimmicks to attract MSNBC viewers is its left-wing town hall events, but Tuesday's town hall with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, was a catastrophe that attracted only 491,000 viewers. CNN's been dead a long time and is only just now beginning to realize it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.